topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today's broadcast is Why I Believe and the Essence of Coming to Belief. Overview of the program. This broadcast examines why I believe in some detail by reporting a number of experiences I've had. I start by sharing how this journey began when Father spoke to me audibly in a locked room in March 1993. I then report giving a message from the Almighty to an Anglican priest and his wife and their excited acceptance. I then share how Father put his hand on me and anointed me on the 22nd of January 1994. I then report an incident where a road accident was miraculously handled by messengers, incorrectly angels. I then report an incident in Malawi where the power of the Almighty flowed through me powerfully, followed the next day by Father speaking through me to three men who were serving him. I then fast forward to August to December 2014 when I heard Father particularly clearly and made detailed notes. I conclude by saying that I speak to Father and hear him constantly. We then look at the essence of coming to belief and stress that this commences with recognizing the reality of a creative agency and that such belief is more practical than alternate beliefs. I then propose that you should believe those of us who say we have a relationship with the Creator, and I then recommend that you choose to seek an experience of the Creator and ask for acceptance and revelation. I then propose that you choose to believe that the Creator seeks a deep personal relationship with you. Finally, I recommend that you earnestly and actively seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. And we will also look at what you should do if you now believe. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 and a half years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis of what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. For more information, in particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with the Creator. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the top menu, the show, and then the drop-down menu, podcasts, for previous broadcasts. Or if you can't get in there, Google Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes. So let's talk about why I believe. It occurs to me that while I write and speak with great confidence regarding the existence of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, it might be helpful to share a few of the experiences that give me this confidence. This may or may not help you directly, but I hope it will challenge you to grow to a point where you can have similar experiences. By way of a preface, as I said a few minutes ago, I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13. I grew up in an Anglican family and went to church. At the age of 13, I was confirmed and had a very limited conversion experience that moved me to the standing of believer. I subsequently gave limited service, including as an altar boy from the age of 19 for about 4 or 5 years, at which point I walked away from the church because I was offended by the attitude of the priest and the hypocrisy of the church. I progressively backslid to a point where in 1991 I was effectively atheist and got into an adulterous relationship with my secretary. So the first experience, the 12th of March 1993, Father spoke to me audibly. The relationship came out in the open in early 93, and I then discovered I was deeply in love with my mistress but could not be with her. I ended up in a hotel room figuring out how to kill myself. When at about 7 a.m. on the morning of 12th March 1993, in a locked hotel room, the Almighty spoke to me audibly, out loud, as audibly as you can hear me now, and I knew instantly who it was. He told me to phone a friend, and that friend shared his living relationship with the Almighty and led me back to the Almighty. At that point, I clearly got the message that I had been on the fast track to hell. I repented, I turned around, and started strenuously seeking to build my relationship with Father Yah, his true name. Since he had spoken to me audibly, it never occurred to me that he would not speak to me again. So I went forward expecting to hear from him. That experience of the Almighty speaking to me, coupled to my realization of heading for hell, has kept me more or less on track ever since. I threw myself into serving he who had spoken to me, started going to church several times a week, listening to teaching tapes, worshiping at every opportunity, reading the Bible and everything else I could get my hands on, and I grew rapidly in my relationship. You may say to me, well, he's never spoken to me audibly. Well, maybe you haven't asked him. Maybe you haven't put yourself in a place to hear him. And I'm not suggesting you end up in the mess I was in. But he does want to speak to you. And it's important that you realize that and start asking him to speak to you. Ask him to give you experiences that you really know that he's real. Then on the 25th of December 1993, Christmas Day in other words, I was given a message from an Anglican priest and his wife. On a two-hour drive to celebrate Christmas with my sister, the Almighty gave me a message for the Anglican priest who would be officiating in the church. It was the first time I'd actually gone to a stranger and spoken in the name of the Almighty, so I pushed back hard. I did not want to do it. Throughout the service, the Almighty kept reminding me to speak to the priest. At the end of the meeting, as people were leaving, I went up to the wife of the priest and very tentatively gave her the message. She was exultant and shouted out at the top of her voice, "Trevor, this brother has the word we've been waiting for." We became friends and they invited me to minister in their main church on a number of occasions. This experience encouraged me considerably, and I've given many other people messages from the Almighty since then, not all of which have been so gratefully received. Folks, I have to tell you that as you learn to hear Father and as he tests you and gives you assignments, it's a major thing for you to hear a message and then to give that message and have it so gratefully received as in this case. It really reinforces that Father is real. It reinforces that he does know what each person wants and needs. It does show that other people are praying to him and seeking him. And it does show that you can hear him. And if you're a believer and you've never had such an experience, I would suggest that you ask him to speak to you and help you to hear him. And please understand, if you're not hearing him, the problem is not on his side. He wants to talk to you. You need to put yourself in a position to hear him. Then a few days later, early on the morning of the 2nd of January 1994, Father metaphorically put his hand on me. A few days later, I was reading the book Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. I could not put it down, and I was deeply impacted by his story of his encounter with Father Yah. At about 3 a.m., I went to bed, and lying on my stomach, I prayed, "Father, I desire to know you the way that Benny Hinn does." I prayed that repeatedly, and after some time, my bedroom was filled with a mighty roaring sound, and I experienced intense pressure pressing me into the bed, which I subsequently understood to be Father's hand. I woke the next morning with a strong anointing, infilling of the Spirit of Yah. My new secretary arrived for work in tears. Her brother had committed suicide. I held her hands and prayed for her, and what felt like an electric current passed between us. She looked at me wide-eyed and immediately experienced supernatural peace. Numerous other incidents followed, including healings, etc. My church did not recognize me because I'd not been to Bible school and they'd not taught me, so my ministry was largely low-key. And that was the beginning of my discovery that the church is very bureaucratic. It's not really serving Father in any real measure. It's serving individual people's egos and their beliefs, etc. And they try and control everybody in their congregations. So I would stand in an assembly worshiping, and the anointing on me would be so strong that all the people around me would sink to the ground. But the church wouldn't recognize my gift. They wouldn't recognize my anointing. And eventually they turned against me when I got divorced. Then another experience a few months later, I was in a motor car accident where I was late to catch an aeroplane and I was speeding on a winding mountain road when I came round a corner and hit a pool of mud and lost control of the car, which slid sideways off an embankment about 10 feet high. As the car left the road, I cried out to Father and his messengers caught the car and laid it gently at the foot of the slope. It should have rolled down the hill sideways. But instead, my pen and diary, which was open on the passenger seat, remained in place and were not displaced at all. I was not injured. I was not even shaken. Again, a dramatic experience. No other explanation. And literally, I didn't see them, but I know that the messengers, the angels, took the car, picked up the car, and just gently lowered it down at the foot of the slope. And my diary, literally with the pen on it, was lying on the passenger seat, and it didn't move an inch. Took my briefcase and my other things out of the car, locked the car, climbed up onto the road, and as I got onto the road, a gentleman came driving along in a vehicle, gave me a lift into the nearest town, dropped me at the police station. I was going to see a general in the Department of Correctional Services, and so the police put on their blue light and their siren and radioed ahead to tell the aeroplane to wait for me, and I got to catch my plane in time. And that's an example of the extent to which Father will intervene for his children to coordinate things. If you have the faith, if you're in right standing, if you're doing the worshipping and what have you to get to that place. Then a bit later in that year, Malawi in 1994, an assembly falls under the power of the Spirit of Yah. A few months later, I was in Malawi ministering in an assembly through a translator. The power of the Spirit flowed through me, and eventually almost the entire assembly of about 50 people was lying on the floor, sobbing as they were convicted of sin and other things. I only touched a few of them. It was a very powerful experience. And so what happened there, I preached a message, and then I asked people who wanted prayer to come forward. And as I stretched out my hand to them, they would just collapse under the pressure of the Spirit of the Almighty on them, just fall to the ground, convicted of sin. And then the Spirit started to move through me in the entire assembly, so that even at the back of the room, people were lying on the floor, crying out for mercy and repenting of their sins, etc. Dramatic experience of the power of the Spirit of Yah. And you hear about these things, you read about these things, but it's a different thing to actually have it happen through your body, through your hands, through your mouth, as it did then. We ended up, I ministered for several hours and then ended up in the middle of the night basically out in the countryside in Malawi, in not quite the jungle, but in the bushveld, with a little rented car, transporting the people back to their little villages all over the place. So, very dramatic experience, something that will always be with me. And I have to say to you that once you've had experiences like that, you're left with an absolutely unshakable knowledge of the reality of the Creator. Then the next day, also in Malawi, Yah speaks through me. The next day, I went to a meeting with the General Secretary of one of the major charismatic assemblies in Malawi, together with the two pastors who'd been at the meeting the previous night. After a few minutes of conversation, Father told me to move the coffee table out of the way because he was going to slay this man in the spirit. I got up to walk towards the man, and he stood up to meet me. And while I was still about 3 feet from him, he was knocked sideways by the power of the spirit that was on me. He just fell over, just as though he'd been poleaxed, just fell to the ground, but no injury, just gently turned on his side on the ground. Father immediately started to speak through me. I had no thoughts or control over what came out of my mouth. I was just the vessel that Father was using to speak to this man. I spoke for about 20 minutes, and then I moved to the next man. The same thing happened, and then again with the third man. I then sat down, and Father then spoke to me through my own mouth for about half an hour. In all of this, Father spoke through me in the first person. I subsequently understood that this was the level of anointing that Yeshua, Jesus, walked in throughout his ministry, and that is why Yeshua is reported as speaking as though he was the Almighty. Again, very difficult to describe, difficult to visualize. But these things are available to any believer who makes a real effort. Remember that I was spending an hour on my knees in the morning, an hour on my knees in the evening, spending an hour reading the Bible in the morning, an hour reading the Bible at night. listening to praise and worship and teaching tapes in the car wherever I drove, and I was spending quite a bit of time in the car, so I was listening to a lot of teaching tapes and a lot of worship, and then going to church and worshiping on twice on a Sunday and sometimes on a Wednesday as well. So if you put that level of energy and effort into your relationship with Father, you will have dramatic consequences. The next incident, the Day of Atonement in 2014, and actually from about August to December of that year, where I was receiving dictation. I subsequently lost the above anointing through a brutal divorce after discovering that my wife had betrayed me and the church took her side. Fast forward after many other experiences to around the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, in 2014. For a period from August to December 2014, I was walking so close to Father that I was hearing him precisely most of the time, and he was giving me regular revelation in the form of short statements, which I recorded immediately in a pocket notebook and which are on the website. Look for the page Important Insights. This was a dramatic experience of really hearing Father very clearly on a sustained basis. The revelations I was given then are particularly dear to me. At the same time, the forces of darkness managed to get my wife to betray me, and in the trauma that followed, I lost that anointing too. It's important to understand that power anointings are gifts that are given. Any particular anointing can only be given once, and if you get into anger and bad behavior, you can lose it. If your partner betrays you, spiritually, treachery will destroy it. It's traumatic. I've lost a number of anointings with the result that today I don't really walk in any of the power that I've been sharing with you. But it's available for you if you do what I've just told you that I was doing at that time. Say, Father, I want to know you the way James Robertson knows you. You never know. You might just get your prayer answered. So in conclusion, I speak to him and I hear him constantly. Beyond all the above, there have been many other experiences, not as dramatic for the most part, but significant, such that I know with absolute certainty that Father Yah exists. I speak to him constantly and hear him constantly, as in throughout the day, every day. He is totally real to me, and my desire is to serve him faithfully to the end of my life and qualify for a high throne with him for eternity. I also know with absolute certainty that he desires for you, whoever you are, to have comparable experiences and a comparable relationship and to get even closer to him than I have ever been. See the article Demographics of the Kingdom for information on the different ranks in heaven. Page Demographics of the Kingdom on the website menu. See also the article Why Are We Here? Also on the website menu. And there's much else on the website. Please feel free to email me if you need support with this. I can't stress that enough. I want to help people get closer to Father than I am. At the very least, I want to help you to get as close to Father as I am. And it's up to you. You've got to decide. Do you want this? Are you prepared to sacrifice some of your comfort, etc., and stop worrying so much about living life today and focus on living life for eternity? It's there for you. It's absolutely there for you. If you put your head down, get on your knees and pray every day, read anointed writings, not necessarily the Bible, you can read my writings, whatever, every day, you will have such experiences. So moving on, I want to talk about the essence of coming to belief, which is a summary that I wrote a few months ago, just to highlight a few key issues. In documenting the essence of what I believe, it seems appropriate to document the essence of coming to belief in the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Point number one, recognize the reality of a creative agency. Recognize that this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and human beings cannot have self-invented themselves. There has to have been an external creative agency. And some time back, I broadcast a couple of messages on the proof of creation. But basically, if you look around you, look at the plants, look at the animals, look at the planet, and just apply your mind to how complex they are, how sophisticated they are, how synchronized they are. And just realize that if you have any experience of creating things yourself, whether it's just baking a cake or preparing a delicious meal, it's really, really challenging stuff. And if you look at complex systems like an airplane or even a modern motor car or a computer, recognize the huge amount of creative intellect that goes into producing those. And then recognize that what you have in the plants and the animals and the human beings, etc., is comparably complex. In fact, it's more complex. It requires a much more precise engineering intervention. There has to have been a creative agency. Then secondly, recognize that belief in a creative agency is more practical than alternate beliefs. Recognize that it is more practical to believe in an external creative agency that pre-existed all this than to believe that it all just happened. The conundrum that you face is, where did the creator come from? And he says that his name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. In other words, he's always been here. But I suggest for your consideration that that is no more difficult than believing that we're just here. If you believe in the theory of evolution and there's a Big Bang and all the rest of it, and this all just self-invented itself, if you stop and really, really think about it, I have to tell you, it's really silly. It doesn't make any sense. But if you say that the creator followed the process that the theory of evolution talks about, in other words, that the theory of evolution is largely accurate, with the exception that there was an external creative agency that was steering it, then it's not so difficult. The big problem we face is that the Bible punches, as Father calls them, who say that the earth and everything was created in 7 periods of 24 hours, which is just palpably nonsense. It was created over millions of years in an evolutionary creative manner, with the creator slowly experimenting, tweaking things, doing something, seeing how it worked, adjusting it, creating another iteration, and so forth. And if you recognize that, then there's no incongruity in terms of believing in the creator. It's just that the God of the Bible punches doesn't make a lot of sense, and that's Father agrees with that. So then I suggest, if you're not a believer, or if you only have a limited level of experience, a limited level of relationship with the Almighty, then believe those who say they have a relationship. Accept the possibility that those who say they have a relationship with an experience of this creative agency are speaking the truth, and choose to understand what they're saying. I don't often try and evangelize unbelievers. It's not my calling. My calling is to listen and write and speak and gain knowledge of the things of the Almighty. But recently I had some interaction with an unbeliever who was quite passionate about his unbelief. And we fell into the trap that he didn't believe me. He was too polite to call me a liar. But if you read between the lines of what he was saying, he thought I was absolutely stone crazy and, just inventing all of this stuff. But what happens if you say, well, there's actually quite a large number of people on the planet who say that they have had experiences with the Almighty? You can go into a charismatic Christian bookshop and you'll find plenty of books and tapes and audio discs and so forth, which of people who have had experiences. You can go onto YouTube and find, there's a page on the website called Important Videos, and there's about, 15 links to about 15 YouTube videos with people who've had dramatic experiences with the Creator. It's real, folks. The fact that you haven't had that experience doesn't mean it's not real. It just means you've not had that experience. And then my suggestion for you, whether you're a believer who's not had the sort of experience I've just been talking about, or whether you're an unbeliever, I suggest you choose to seek an experience of the Creator. Choose to believe that since these people say they have a relationship with this Creator and that He desires to speak to us, that this is indeed the case, and choose to seek such an experience. There's nothing to stop you. I would get on my knees praying this, but you don't have to. You just might find it's more effective on your knees. And just say, Father, you are. Well, another position that works well is flat on your face on a hard floor. Father Yah, James Robertson has shared these experiences, and I choose to believe that he's telling the truth. I've never had such an experience. I don't know what's required for me to have such an experience, but I desire to have such an experience, and I ask you to help me to get into a position where I can have such an experience. And I ask this in the name of Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. Folks, recognize that you're not necessarily in a position for Father to answer that prayer instantaneously. He might. It's certainly within the bounds of possibility. But some things might need to happen before you get to the place where you're able to have those experiences. Bear in mind that barring the time that he spoke to me in the hotel room, all the other experiences came after 9 months or more of getting on my knees and praying for an hour morning and evening, an hour reading the Bible morning and evening, reading other books about him, about his teachings, listening to teaching tapes, etc., in the car, listening to audio tapes, songs in the car. I put a lot of work into it, not because I was seeking the experiences, but because I wanted to get close to him, and the experiences followed. Then ask for acceptance and revelation. And I've sort of gone through this, but let's go through it again. Pray to the Creator and ask him to accept you, to guide you and reveal himself to you. Something like, Father Yah, I choose to believe that you exist. In the name of Yeshua, I ask you to receive me and to lead me into relationship with you. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. Now, it's important to understand there's a principle that if you don't believe he exists, it's very, very difficult for him to manifest and show you anything because you're not going to recognize it's him, and he can perform. You know, if you want to, example, consider Egypt in the time of Moses, where these dramatic events happened, and yet the Pharaoh still refused to let the people of Israel go. He still refused to believe. So doing mighty works on its own doesn't help too much. Father needs you to go through an intellectual process which says, I've looked at this, I've listened to this, this makes sense at some level. I choose to believe. Once you choose to believe, a spiritual switch flips over and you go from being an unbeliever to a believer. And then if you say, fill me with your Spirit, another switch flips over and he comes to live in you. If you do those two things in faith, trusting that he's real, trusting that he will answer your prayers, I think you might be surprised at what happens in the days ahead. I can't promise you anything, but I have to tell you that Father wants you to do that. He wants you to know him, and he will be overjoyed if you will pray those two simple prayers. Then point number six, believe that the Creator seeks a deep personal relationship and choose to seek it. Some of those who believe say that the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with human beings. Choose to do what is required to achieve such a relationship and pray accordingly. Father Yah, I desire to seek a deep personal relationship with you. Please guide me to accomplish this. Then do the necessary work. See the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close. Also see the article on the demographics of the Kingdom of Yah on Earth. There is a hierarchy in the body of believers and in those in heaven. And the hierarchy on earth mirrors that in heaven. So wherever you are in the hierarchy, when you die as a believer, is where you will end up in heaven after you die. So you can go, as I said right at the beginning of this broadcast, you can be a person who believes once and does nothing with it, so you end up in the outer darkness. And the other extreme, you can be a friend, somebody who is really close to Father, who talks to Father constantly, who prays Father's will into existence on the earth. And you can sit on a very, very high throne in heaven for eternity after you die, with great authority, with great supernatural powers. It's up to you. It's entirely within your grasp to be at either ends of that continuum or anywhere in between. It's a function of how much effort you put into it, how much prayer you put into it, how much fasting you put into it to determine where you're going to end up. Then earnestly and actively seek a deep relationship with the Creator. Start earnestly and actively seeking a deep personal relationship. Visit the website endtimeissueministries.org and relationshipwithcreatorradio.com for more information. Research and apply what you find. In particular, download the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, towards the bottom of the website menu, and put all it contains into practice. Folks, it is absolutely, as I've said a couple of times in the last few minutes, it's totally there for you to get close to Father. All that's needed is for you to decide that that's what you're going to do, and then do some hard work. And I've outlined that a couple of times now. Start to seek to think about the world the way Father thinks about the world. Right now, Father is concerned about the believers. The number of believers is dwindling. He needs that to change. Most of the believers are weak. They don't understand what I've shared with you on this program tonight and what I've talked about in previous programs. And the result is that they're ineffective and they do very little for Father on the earth. He's looking for people who will really make a difference, people who will hear him and who will do his will. Folks, he's not interested in the 7-something billion unbelievers on the earth. They hate him. They don't believe he exists. He's not interested in them. So if you're praying for them and running around worrying about them, you're off the mark. You're not doing his will. What he's interested in is the people who do believe and who he wants to get up the mountain. If you read the article on demographics, he wants you to climb up close to him. That's what matters, not worrying about the unbelievers. So in conclusion, I've shared with you why I believe. I've shared with you some key issues with regard to coming to belief. If you are an unbeliever and you choose to remain an unbeliever, you face a very long time on earth as an ancestor spirit or demon after you die. It's a very unpleasant fate. And if you have at some time believed and done nothing about it, you face eternity in the outer darkness, also a terrible outcome, arguably even worse than dying as an unbeliever. And so I encourage you to choose to believe and to believe deeply and seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. So you could pray just by way of example, Father Yah, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I've heard everything that James Robertson has to say. And I decide now to seek to become your friend. I ask you to lead me every step of the way, every day. Bring the people you want into my life. Take the people you don't want in my life out. Open the doors you want opened in my life. Close the doors you want closed. Show me what to read. Show me what videos to watch. Show me what to listen to. Give me utterance in prayer. Send people across my path who can help me with my journey. Amen. And pray whatever else comes to mind. There's over 1,000 pages, web pages on the website. It's about over 9,000 A4 pages. There's 15 books. If you look near the bottom of the menu, there are 15 PDF books that you can download and print. There's a huge amount on the website. Keep you busy for a few years. It represents years and years of work on my side. And I encourage you to go for it. So if you're an unbeliever and you're still not convinced, I have to ask you to consider the question of why you should believe. Or why should you believe, if you prefer. You may be asking the question, so what? Why does it matter? Why should I make a choice? The bottom line is that the Creator said, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? So if you believe, you make it into heaven when you die. If you do not believe, you remain on earth as an ancestor spirit or demon serving Satan, which is not a pleasant outcome, and I've spoken about this several times today. If you do believe, then this opens the door to a range of outcomes in terms of major rewards in heaven. See the page, Where Are You Going? On the website. Right up to a high throne with a massively glorious body and a massive supernatural powers and authority. So I have to say to you, it's definitely worth becoming a believer. And if you've not understood these principles before, if you've not understood these rewards before, I urge you to go to that page, Where Are You Going? Go to the demographics. Go to the page on becoming a friend of the Almighty. This is such a stupendous, fabulous, wonderful, beautiful offer that you're being made, that you can stop living your life for yourself and whatever and start living your life for Father, because He will reward you hugely in the life to come if you give Him your life in this life. But you can stay and just do your worldly stuff, and you're just going to be so disappointed when you die if you've listened to this and you haven't done anything about it. So what do you do if you now believe? If you've now concluded that you do now believe that the Almighty Creator exists, I recommend that you pray along the following lines. Father Yah, the Almighty Creator, I've previously believed that you do not exist. I now recognize that I was mistaken, and I repent, and I ask you to forgive me. I choose now to accept the reality of your existence, and I ask you to help me to learn about you and come into relationship with you. Show me what to read and listen to and what not to read and listen to. Send people to me who can help me, and keep people from me who will not help me. I ask you to send your set apart, that's Holy Spirit, to live in me and help me to become a faithful servant, and then an overcomer, and then a friend. I urge you to pray that if you've been in unbelief up till now. My focus is primarily on believers, and I want to encourage you, if you've now decided to believe, go back to what I've just said in terms of becoming a friend of the Almighty. Pray that prayer too. There's nothing to stop you as a new believer from immediately seeking to draw much closer to Father. So I would encourage you to do that. It's a powerful thing. It's there for you. The only thing that's standing between you and a really high throne in heaven is you. You need to get mastery of your flesh, of your mind, of the satanic influences that are in the lives of every person who is not very close to Father. And then get on with it. It's really there for you. So just a review. What is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I would like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I want to make the point, folks, that you, yes, you, the person I'm talking to, not the person behind you or in front of you, or the left of you or the right of you. Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or yellow or whatever. It doesn't matter whether you're well-educated or poorly educated. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you're highly intelligent or the other way. He wants you to become his friend. He will meet you wherever you are, and he will help you to get closer to him if you will let him, if you will pray the prayer that I gave you a few minutes ago. He wants you to draw close to him. And I really encourage you to do that. Don't delay. Pray that prayer right now. If you want ever further help, contact me by email, james@endtimeissueministries.org, and we can set up a Zoom call or a phone call or a Skype call, and I'll help you. So summing up, some key documents and a video on the main menu of the website, the compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians and also to Muslims and to Jews and to other beliefs, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 to May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's Endtime Issue Ministries, one word, my name, james@endtimeissueministries.org, to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. As I said earlier, there's over 1,000 web pages and over 1,000 articles on the website. Huge amount of information on all sorts of topics. Use the Google search and the article search to find what you're looking for. You may well find answers to your questions somewhere on the website. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Currently, the questions don't seem to be coming through, so if you have submitted questions that I've not replied, please send to the email james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone, so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua, Jesus, to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I really hope that you are challenged to want to seek the sort of experiences that I've shared with you. I hope that you're challenged to seek a deep personal relationship with Father. I hope that you're challenged to seek a power anointing. We need to start a revival around the earth. We need to bring people back to the earth, and it needs people like you to take this message seriously, take on board the truths that I have to share, and actively go out and minister to people. I see you potentially performing miracles healing the sick, raising the dead, speaking authoritatively, and making a real difference in the earth. Can you see yourself doing that? It's totally within your power, irrespective of race, color, creed, finances, education, or anything. Thank you so much. Good night.